Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
What's the last job you applied for, other than radio?
Other than the radio, Big L? I think I applied for... It must have been linens and things, I guess. Yeah, uh-huh. When I worked at... It was like a Bed Bath & Beyond before it closed.
Yeah.
I worked at a couple restaurants. I guess it was a waiter job. Yeah. What about you?
I guess my last real job before being self-employed was at United Parcel Service. I was an unload supervisor. Well, I was an unloader.
That's pretty cool.
I was an unloader for a few years. Then they promoted me to supervisor. I was like, who needs college? I'm making $1,100 a month.
Wow.
Which is
big
a lot.
Money at
yeah.
It
feels good.
It's a lot of money. You're part-time good. Supervisor?
Yeah, man.
Heck yeah.
Kelly, what was yours?
My parents always owned businesses, so my first job was selling shoes at the shoe place.
Uh-huh.
And I was real young because I was tall for my age and I wanted to make money.
Right.
So I was buying my own stuff at a very early age, working Saturdays and after school. I've been working since I was probably about 12.
Yeah, me too. What about you, Jen?
Jenna?
I played such competitive soccer that my parents told me I didn't have to work. But then when that came to an end in college... Then I started working.
Boob summer.
I was a boob summer.
Yeah.
I worked at J. Alexander's. Is that still around? It was a restaurant in San Antonio. I waited tables. And then I was a bartender. And then I applied out of college to do event planning at a wine store. And I had to go to like sommelier school so I could learn about the wine.
Really?
And I didn't get the job.
I went to a wine broker school.
Yeah, it was something like that. I don't remember, but I don't know.
I paid $100 and I didn't finish because I didn't understand anything in there. It was bad.
I toyed with the idea of pharmaceutical sales, but.
Oh, you would have killed it in that.
All pharmaceutical sales girls, radio sales girls, and probably liquor sales girl. All hot.
Yeah.
Those women are
they get it.
Hot.
Anna, what was your last one?
Probably like when I was an intern here.
Oh, this job. Right. Look at you now, though, Anna.
Yeah, well, I started interning here when I was in college.
So. Yeah, and then you applied for this job, and you got this job.
Yeah.
And now you have your very own segment. We call it the Midweek Update.
Yeah.
And by the way, it's brought to you by Legacy Box this morning, which you could take all those pictures from your first job and get them all digital.
That's right. Big Al is supposed to be gathering audio cassette tapes.
I need to get this done for my mother.
Because his mother would record him on the radio. She'd press play and record.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of the audio that was lost years ago, we're going to get back.
Because of Al's
thanks,
mom.
Well, thanks to Legacy Box as well. Mm-hmm. You're going to digitize that for us so we can finally hear it. We just got to wait on Al to gather that stuff together.
Yeah, so we'll get it by next year.
If you have cassette tapes you can't play anymore, if you have old film reel from the 70s, if you have those VHS tapes from your childhood.
What a great gift for the holidays.
It is.
Parents. Yeah.
Legacy Box will send you a big box with these little sticky codes. You just put the little barcodes on each item. You send it off to Legacy Box. All the work done right here in the USA by hand. Shout out to everybody listening at the Legacy Box headquarters in Chattanooga.
Yeah,
shout
out.
How you doing? And they're going to send it back to you, digitized, in a thumb drive, digital download, or DVD. Plus, you get your originals back. It is a great gift idea.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to get on it right now, gathering that stuff, because the holidays are going to sneak up on you.
Yep.
And for a limited time, they're offering Kid Nation members an exclusive discount of 40% off your first order if you go to legacybox.com/kid, K-I-D-D. That's legacybox.com/kid to save 40%. And get started preserving your past.
And let's get to the Midweek Updates with our girl Anna. Hi, Anna.
Hello.
All right. You're going to catch us up with everything that's been happening.
Yeah. Okay, so did I tell you that I was able to score some tickets to see Ariana Grande later this year?
I don't think so. You told us yet.
Well, now I'm telling you. I'm very excited. I love her. I'm one of her biggest fans. But now I have no idea what I'm going to do because I was planning on getting my Ariana Grande-inspired outfit at Forever 21.
Oh, you got to pick sides now.
Yeah. But now she's suing Forever 21 for like $10 million for using her likeness, which makes sense because if there's anyone that looks like they could forever be 21, it's definitely Ariana Grande.
100%.
It's all about the ponytail.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, just the man looking super young. I can't relate. Which actually, okay, so...
Get your ponytail then.
Right?
No, yeah.
That'll just make me look look younger. Because of my hair. But I was actually really mad this weekend because I went to go get my oil changed. Uh-huh. And a girl walking into like a car place, obviously they know I don't know anything.
Money
about
sign.
Cars. Yeah. And the guy was like, oh, you need 4 new tires today.
What?
All 4. Your car's in danger.
And you can't leave.
I was like, no, it's not. It's not in danger. It's fine. And he was like, how old are you? Do you need to call your parents?
Oh, what?
And I go, No, I do not. I know what I'm doing, okay? So I was really mad, and I left, and I know I don't need new tires because I called my parents and I asked them, and they said, no, I didn't.
That's right. That's terrible what they do in there.
Jokes on you, car sick guy. Yeah. I am really nervous of like getting a flat like this week because I would be total car sick.
We'll go look at them for you, Anna. We'll tell you the truth.
Will you please, actually?
Yeah, we'll tell you the truth for
okay, so can you guys believe that it's already September?
No.
That's crazy.
It's pretty crazy. Yeah. So, as we know, Hot Girl Summer is coming to an end. Uh-huh. But that only means that we are approaching Hot Girl Semester. Oh. As we go back to school, which is another term coined by Megan Thee Stallion. So I have some tips for everybody for back to school for Hot Girl Semester.
Okay.
Okay, so if you're in college, remember that the TH on your schedules, that means that you have class Tuesdays and Thursdays. And you can repeat your outfits because your Tuesday, Thursday people, they don't know your Monday, Wednesday, Friday life.
That's true.
Oh,
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good hack right there. College.
Pro tip. Yeah,
I did make that mistake. I was like, oh, only on Tuesday? Cool. Huh. No.
Got it.
Tuesday and Thursday. If you're in high school, really take it in when your mom says that you have food at the house. You know?
Hmm.
Really, really.
Okay. Enjoy it. It's so cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you're in middle school, remember to laugh at all the silly jokes that everyone's making on the first day of school. Like,
Oh, yeah.
You'll fit right
still
in there.
Still a thing.
Yeah,
still happening.
Yeah. And if you're in preschool, well, have a wonderful day because I don't remember that far back. So I can't really give too many tips about that.
Bless their hearts.
But
you get nap time still.
You do. Yeah. And if you have an accident, just go tell your teacher.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
You do have to tell your teacher.
I remember the girl next to me had an accident in third grade.
Third grade?
She had tights on. It was a disaster.
Man, teachers are so cool because I almost had an accident in, I think, fourth grade. It was one of those where my stomach was hurting.
You know
when you're ashamed
you
to say.
You pooped your pants?
I was about to.
You did a little bit, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I went up to the teacher.
Be honest.
I went up to the teacher and I looked at her and I was like, I'm going to have an accident. I don't want to be embarrassed. And she goes, go sit back down. I got you.
Aww.
And I sat down and she goes, oh, I need these papers taken to the office. And she looked at me and she goes, Jose, will you take these papers to the office? And she handed me some papers. So I went to the bathroom.
You cried to the office? No.
I went to the bathroom. And then when I left the bathroom, I went and dropped papers off at the office and came back. And she just winked at me. I was like, oh, Miss Martin.
That was nice.
You didn't figure it out until she winked?
No, I knew what she was doing. Yeah.
And then while you were in the bathroom, she's like, class, JC had to go poo.
Yeah, right?
She was a real one.
Yeah, she was.
Okay, so last week, or the week before, we talked about the beef between Popeyes and Chick-fil-A.
Yes. Uh-huh, the sandwich.
The
chicken sandwich. Oh. But this week, the Petty Savage Award, I think, has to go to Twitter because they started beef yesterday with Instagram.
Okay. How'd they do that?
Why?
So somebody posted on Twitter saying, you know, Instagram, at least for the popular meme accounts, is essentially just screenshots of Twitter. It's screenshots of tweets.
That's what they are making a solid point.
But those are made up.
The
memes. There's a bot. There's a thing that you actually make tweets.
I think they're talking about the screenshots that they're taking from
Twitter. Screenshot tweets
and then posting on Instagram.
Right, but I'm saying those are mostly made up.
Right.
Sorry, I didn't mean to ruin that.
No, it's fine.
It's an app.
But Twitter itself made an Instagram account, and like in their bio, it just says screenshots of tweets. And all they've been posting is screenshots of tweets, basically just like playing it up that they're like just going after Instagram.
Yeah.
So then yesterday on Twitter, people were like, okay, so what's the better social media platform? Is it Twitter or is it Instagram? Like, which one's better? And I, of course, wanted to weigh in. So I made a song, and you can go donate to my Kickstarter for my really cool music video.
Oh, shade.
Totally kidding. I didn't.
Shade.
How's he doing on that?
Yeah.
Really good. I actually looked at it this morning. I think he's...
Actually,
I don't know. I'm sure
we'll talk to him in a little
update.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We'll talk to Justin about an hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can go follow this really Instagram account called that?
Yeah, it's just Twitter. It's verified. It's like
the Instagram account is called Twitter. Okay, I'm gonna go.
They're taking the screenshots.
It's just at Twitter, and they're verified and everything.
Okay, cute. Huh.
Yeah, they have like 600,000 followers already, and they made it yesterday.
Oh, wow,
man, and they got the check mark.
Yeah, I know.
Somebody else got the check mark.
Kelly.
You got
it? Did you get it?
No.
You got so excited.
I thought you got it.
It was a different check mark.
What check mark?
I'm USA Football Heads Up certified.
What? Yay!
USA what?
Where'd you get that?
Because I have to be certified to coach
it?
Kids.
Yeah, where is it?
On my certificate. I got because I need to get the check on my ID thing.
You were so excited.
You jumped up about his check mark. I was like, oh, JC finally got his Instagram check mark.
The Instagram one's not there, Kelly. Yeah, I'm sorry to break the news to you. It was my check mark just for my little credential for coaching.
That means you passed the background check.
I passed the background
check. What does that mean?
And my football test. Yeah.
You said it so excited yesterday. You're like, I got certified. Aww. And we were both like, Instagram. Yeah.
I was wondering why you guys were so excited about my coaching certification. All right, that's Anna's midweek update right there.
Hilarious.
Solid one this week, Anna. Well done.
That's hilarious, bro. Hey, so don't feel bad. I'm
listening to us work for Instagram.
I'm not certified either.
Al and I are sitting over here without no check mark.
Al's not trying to get a check mark.
It doesn't bother me one bit.
You are adamantly, actively trying to get a check mark, and you have been rejected repeatedly.
Every 30 days.
And look, how much
have you tried? I didn't even try.
It says try again next month, but I try every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I send one every day. Kelly, I'm doing one like Kelly did. Just send your little thing and your driver's license.
Now I'm going to try it just to see if I can get it, and you still don't have it.
Oh, Big Al.
Oh, should I not?
No, I want you to.
Because I don't know. I've never tried it before.
Because at that point, then they got beef against me or something. At least I'll know what's going on then.
I don't like you.
So let's shift gears here, because we've been asking you teachers, or even if you know a teacher and you want to nominate a teacher, what would you do with $500 in the classroom? Or what would that teacher do with $500 in the classroom to help the next generation of overachievers, thanks to Pilot Pen? And boy, did we get a lot of emails. Yeah. And I'd be lying to you if I said it's easy to pick.
It's so hard. White Cheddar will bring us a stack of letters from our teachers, and usually it's the first one that I'm like, okay, that's it. Because you don't have to go any further.
Right.
They're all awesome.
Every single one I read, I was like, this teacher deserves it, this teacher deserves it, this teacher. Every single teacher deserves it. Because you're taking all the time, your free time, to set up your classrooms. You're spending your own money. You're trying to make the best for these kids, especially the teachers in low-income schools. Yeah. And so we want to help you out, teachers, with $500. And Jenna, I believe you have a letter right there.
I do, and I'm going to read that for you. This says, I'm a special education teacher in the multi-handicap classroom and have a very rewarding but challenging job. I work with several children who are diagnosed to be on the autism spectrum. These children often have a hard time coping with difficult situations, and they need an area to calm down, as well as a sensory room, which is one of the greatest places for this to happen. We're in the process of getting a sensory room, and we just need more funds to purchase some items such as beanbag chairs, light-up toys, stress balls, water beads, and a sound machine. Uh-huh. These items will make these children be more successful at school. And that is from Michelle Kirkendall.
And Michelle is on the phone with us right now. Hi, Michelle.
Hey, Michelle.
Good morning. I'm trying to be quiet. I'm hiding in the garage.
Oh, you're fine. You're good. You're good. We just want to say congratulations, Michelle. We picked your letter as today's winner.
Well, thank you so much. My son is actually sick today, so my baby is upstairs asleep, and so.
Aw. You're still going to go to work today, though?
No, I've got to see the doctor.
Oh, take him to the doctor.
So the kids get a substitute teacher today.
No, I'm a special ed teacher, and so they normally don't get a sub, so.
Oh, wow.
My aides just kind of take care of things while I'm not there.
Oh, you have aides.
But
so
I will have to
say,
I want to give a shout out to my paraprofessionals, because I have two of the greatest ever.
Okay.
So.
Well, you and your team, your aides, just got the G2 Overachievers prize pack. It includes Pilot's number one selling G2 gel ink pens, which I'm sure the kids will love, you know, because they get to draw and all that good stuff. And a $500 Visa gift card, so you could put that towards whatever you need to.
Oh, thank you so much. We just recently got a donation from one of the local Native American tribes here in town, and so this extra $500 is going to make it so much better.
Okay. Oh, wow. Give a shout out to your school.
I teach at Grove Public Schools, and it's on Grand Lake in Oklahoma.
Oh, cool. All right,
public schools. And how long have you been teaching again, Michelle?
This is my 14th year to teach. It's my third year in Grove in the same classroom. I teach the severe to profound. So three of my four students don't talk.
Wow.
And so we use sign language with them because that's the only way that we can get them to communicate.
Wow.
Well, you're doing God's work.
Yeah, you really are, Michelle.
You are.
Thank you so much for what you do.
Thank you so much.
And I hope your little one is okay. You go ahead and take them to the doctors, and we'll send you your money and your gel ink pens, okay?
Thank you, Pilot Pen.
Okay, thank you so much. You guys have a great day.
All right,
too,
Michelle, you hold on for us. We'll get you all set up. Yeah, you can tell she's dealing with a lot right there and still helping the kids out there.
There you go.
And look, hey, still got some more to give away, Kid Nation. Go to KidNation.com and let us know what you would do with $500 to make your classroom a better place, teachers. And thank you, Pilot Pen. Coming up next, let's get into some first world problems.
I got a first world problem.
All right, we're going to open up the phone lines for you, Kid Nation, at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
I know you feel bad complaining. There's worse things going on in the world. We need those complaints so that we can laugh about them and see, hey, get it off your chest.
Well, JC's complaint, obviously, not getting the blue check mark, but Deontay's listening and she says what your problem is.
What's my problem?
Because you're applying every day, you're resetting the 30-day time limit.
I was joking.
You do reply every day, JC.
Maybe not every day, but like every week.
But every time you apply, you're resetting the 30 days.
Okay. So that's my problem.
So wait literally 30 days.
Okay, that's my first world problem. I feel like it would help me with
Can't
work.
Get Instagram verified.
Can't get it, man.
It's not that cool. I mean, I don't think it's gotten me anything.
But it looks cool.
When I got it on Twitter, it helped me immensely just with contacts and being able to reach out to people to come on the show. But from the text.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I can't watch my satellite TV at my house because my 43-foot camper blocks my satellite signal, so I have to stream my satellite service through the Fire Stick. Hashtag first world problems from Adam. That's a first world problem right there, Kid Nation. And we'll take your calls and your text messages next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Before we get into first world problems, Kid Nation, great news.
What?
I'm going to do a little OT today, Big Al Mac.
Little OT?
A little overtime.
Okay.
Staying after the show, and I'm going to get to chat with Camila Cabello.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we get to chat for about 5 minutes, so at this time tomorrow morning, you'll get to hear that interview. So, So if you guys have any questions you want me to ask, go ahead and drop them off to me. But she does have two songs out now. She's got Shameless plus the video. If you want to check those out, we'll chat with Camila, and you'll get to hear that tomorrow at this time.
Cool.
All right, and let's get to first world problems, Kid Nation.
I got a first world problem.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-KEEK-IT.
These are complaints you have. You feel bad complaining, but we give you this platform to get it off your chest so that we can all laugh about it. You know, why not? For example, I know I'm late. No, you're not late. My first world problem is that my husband gave me his cold after days of saying that he just had allergies. Yeah, he was just trying to get that makeout session in.
Yeah, right.
And now you're sick. Hashtag first world problems.
That sucks.
I know. I just got my windows tinted and had to go into CVS to pick up my prescription because I couldn't roll down my windows. That's Amber and Corpus.
Amber.
Right, you can't roll those windows down for like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, man. Because it'll mess them up real bad.
Yep.
And then you got to get them redone.
Mm-hmm.
Summer out in Oklahoma wrote us and said, my first world problem was choosing between an all-expenses-paid trip to Canada or going to the Joe Bros concert. That's an easy one.
Go to Canada.
Go to the concert.
I always wanted to go to
all
Canada.
Expense paying trip.
Yeah.
Man, you would have such a good time. But it's the Jonas Brothers, too.
It's Canada.
But they haven't been on tour for like 10 years.
Everybody in Canada is so nice.
I know.
Avril Lavigne.
I know.
We're
going to
stop doing that.
She's nice now, dude.
That's right.
We're giving her a chance.
That's right.
People change.
Okay.
Let's go to the phones. What's up, Joey?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
You, buddy.
What's going all right? You have a nice little first world problem for us?
Yeah. So I collect watches on the side, and I just bought a new to me Rolex, pre-used. And so the band broke yesterday during a company meeting. It fell off in the middle of the meeting. So after trying to fix it, I had to go to Walmart at 2 a.m. to buy a fake leather turtle skin band to put on a very expensive Rolex. So now I just have to hide the bottom of my wrist from everybody for the next couple of days.
Whoa! If you don't mind me asking, how much is one of those
used Rolex
costing us?
Well, I mean, I can tell you he was really like around 8,000 to 9,000. They can get all the way up to 15,000 depending on what kind.
You want to tell time that bad?
I mean, you got to know what time it is.
You pay me $5,000. I'll just follow you around and tell you what time.
Yeah, I want to be Joey's friend.
Yeah.
Man, and he collects them, so which means we can borrow some. So you go to Joey's house before you go out and be like, hey, can I wear this one tonight? Thanks, Joey. Have a good day, man.
Oh, hope it at least glows in the dark.
A kid first world problem here.
Yeah.
All right.
Hi, guys. I'm Sadie. I'm in fifth grade, and my sister had a doctor's appointment yesterday. So I had to take the bus to school alone. But when my mom dropped her off, she had the same outfit as me on. So embarrassing to match with my second grade sister. Hashtag first world problems.
Check that.
Can you imagine Sadie's face when her sister showed up? Like, no! I told you not to buy the same shirts, Mom. What's up, Stephanie?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey,
good morning. What's your first world problem?
My first world problem is that I have airfare, my girlfriends and I, airfare and a hotel room to the Texas LSU game, but no ticket.
Keep your fingers crossed.
We are keeping our fingers crossed.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
The Texas did not release enough fan tickets for the opposing team.
Man.
Wow.
Sometimes I feel like, you know, being a lady, I think you guys have an upper hand when it comes to getting tickets.
You think?
Yeah, just show up to the tailgate.
Getting free stuff.
Yeah.
How do you suggest she go about getting those?
Let's see. Louisiana.
I mean, you'll probably be able to buy some outside of the game, but that's a big risk.
Yeah. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Just show up. Yeah. Go have a good time. Be fun.
Be fine.
Hey, part of the fun is the tailgating, so.
It is.
The tailgate is.
That's an experience.
The most fun.
Yeah.
Anybody could have. Let's go to Holly. Hi, Holly.
Hello? Oh, my God.
Hey.
I'm so sorry. I'm so surprised that I'm. Okay. Hi.
Hey.
Hi. What's your first world problem?
So my dad, we love to go to Sonic, but my dad just got a new truck, and it has these really tall wheels.
Won't fit.
It's lifted.
So we can't even, when we go to Sonic, we can't even reach the button.
Truck is so lifted, you can't reach the Sonic button. Holly, man, I don't know you on that one.
Yep.
I'll have to get you a little tiny car for your tiny trips. Have a good day, Holly. Thanks for calling
us. A fast food car.
Gotta get a stick, like a little...
A poking stick.
Yeah, you need a poking stick.
You need a poking stick.
Improvise.
That might be the idea that we've been waiting for, JC. We've been trying to come up with an invention.
The poker.
The poking stick.
They make one.
Yeah.
A poking stick?
My kid has one. It's a stick with a finger on the end that you poke.
A poking stick.
I don't know about that one. Not the one
You can also just use a stick that you find. That works great.
I'll be like a diver up in here.
Look at the poking stick. We need a poking stick.
Yeah. For lift the truck.
I found a poking stick under my bed this week.
Yeah?
Like a bunch of hangers put together. There's a bunch of hangers put together, and I'm like, what? Was the boyfriend doing something? Because I didn't make that contraption. What would that be for? Is that only to get into a car that you locked yourself out of?
Hangers. You always
never
a bunch of hangers taped together?
Yeah.
What
is
that?
Turn the light on and off.
From Bev?
I just have one of those.
It's a long poking stick.
What's up, Sean?
Hey there.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey,
good morning. Morning,
buddy. So you had a traveling first world problem, huh?
I did. I was on a business trip last week, and on my way home, I got upgraded to a roomier section of the plane, but I ended up sitting put behind a flight attendant's chair, so I ended up with less leg room, and then on top of that, the TV and for my seat didn't actually work. I would have been better off staying in the other seat.
Don't you hate
me? I swear for a minute I thought that was Boss Man George.
Hey, Sean, can you say, hey, man.
Hey, man.
I'm sorry?
Can you say, hey, man.
Hey, man.
Sounds a little like, I was like, is Boss Man George trying to fool us?
George, is that you?
No.
Sean, you have a wonderful day, man. Thanks for calling us and sounding like George. Candace. Hello, Candace.
Hi.
Hey.
What's your first world problem?
Okay, so we recently sold our house,
And so we decided to move into a camper while we're building.
Yeah.
Well, the other day, it was Taco Monday because any day is appropriate for tacos in my ass. Mm-hmm. And I, like, turned the oven on to 375, and I'm like, where is the preheat button? Like, it took me 5 minutes to start the pilot on the thing, and now I don't even know when it's going to be at 375. So I just guessed, and I put the taco shells in the oven, and they burnt to a crisp. Like, they were in there for 5 seconds, and they... I was like,
something's
dirty. And I
open
it up. It was a taco shell.
Burnt your tacos.
Burnt your tacos in your camper.
Yeah. That's my feeling.
Yeah.
Taco Monday, though. I'm down to get on that, though.
Get another good use for the poking stick.
Not a taco any day.
Oh, the poking stick would definitely help you out there, right there.
Help you start that pilot.
Start the pilot and pull out the burnt taco shell.
Yeah.
Look out for the poking stick coming out.
Yep.
Soon. It's coming your way. What's up, Ben?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are y'all today?
Hey, buddy.
Doing well. What's your first world problem, sir?
Well, my daughter was nominated for homecoming queen this year, and so since her senior year, I wanted to go out and rent her a fancy sports car from the Dallas area.
Yeah?
But they have a Lamborghini and a Ferrari that I was looking at. Well, when I went to go rent it, they weren't available, so I had to switch vehicles.
To what, man?
I went to the Bentley Continental convertible.
Yeah, that sucks.
Nice car.
That sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah. All the Lambos are sold out.
Yeah, all the Lamborghinis are gone. You got to go to the Bentley.
What's your daughter's name, by the way? Give her a little shout out.
Sierra,
congratulations on being nominated.
Congratulations on having a rich daddy.
Right? That's a good dad right there, man.
Yep.
Giving her what she wants. What's up, Bailey? Bailey, what you up to?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey,
good morning. So what's your first world problem?
My first world problem is my boyfriend will text me good morning, and I text him every morning, good morning, and I love you.
Aww.
Aww. Aww.
Aww. Yeah. It's a rough morning each morning to, like, send out a lot of stuff and just get back, oh, good morning.
Yeah.
First love problem.
Yeah.
All that work.
What'd she upset about? He doesn't say I love you.
Anyway, she wants something back.
Yeah,
you know?
A little bit more.
A little bit more. Yeah. We got to step it up a little bit.
Yeah.
She went above and beyond with the love. I get it. Thanks, babe.
Yeah, all right.
Hi, Amber.
Hi.
Oh, man. This is a big-time first world problem. What's going on?
Today is my birthday, and I have to spend almost all of my birthday money to renew my license because it expires at midnight tonight.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday,
Amber.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Amber. Happy birthday to you.
Yay!
Oh,
thank you.
Better.
That means you get a new picture?
Yep.
Oh, that's good, though.
That's good.
Yeah. Good old
I got a new picture, got to change my address, change my last name because I just got married last week.
Girl. Oh, life is good.
Yeah, right?
A whole change.
Life
is good, but still a little first world problem. You got to spend all your money on that.
Yeah, and go to the DMV.
Yeah, right.
Nightmare.
Right.
Ooh. Amber, good luck out there. Thank you for calling. Thank you for all your text messages and your calls. If we didn't get you on the show this time around, hang on to that first world problem. We'll be back at it again next week.
Mm-hmm.
And coming up next, hey, we got to catch up with part-time Justin. He started his first ever Kickstarter.
Hmm.
He has a song out that's actually pretty dang good. So we'll catch up with him next.
The Beat the Bank vault is closed. But the Beat the Bank ATM opens Monday. And now you can win $5,000 instantly. Starting Monday, listen to Play every weekday at 7:20 and 8:20 Central. We'll give you the 4 digits in the ATM PIN code. You just figure out the correct order and punch in the right code and win $5,000.
Go get that money!
Beat the Bank ATM, only on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Many Kid Nation members have been asking, hey, what's going on with Beat the Bank? Is that coming back? Want to hear some raps from Big Al Mac? We want to win big money?
Beat the Bank.
Unfortunately, the Beat the Bank vault is closed.
The vault is closed.
But starting on Monday, the Beat the Bank ATM is going to be open.
There you go.
Yeah, better technology for us, and you could win $5,000, Kid Nation. So basically, all you got to do is listen to call in at 720 and 820 every Monday, every morning.
Central.
And that's Central Time, yes. We're going to give you the four numbers and the ATM PIN code, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Two callers will each try to guess the code in the ATM based on those four numbers. Now, there could be a lot of different variations of that PIN,
yep,
but only one's going to work. And if your code works, the ATM's going to spit out $5,000 to you instantly. Now, the PIN code is going to stay the same until someone wins. So keep track of the wrong guesses. That's why you got to listen every day at 720 and 820 Central, because you don't want to use your guess and guess a wrong one.
That's already been guessed. Yeah.
So have a little notepad. Start writing them down so that way you get the right one.
Now, what happens when someone wins the $5,000, JC Chavez?
So what we're going to do, Big Al, since all that $5,000 is going to be spit out, we're going to reload it.
Oh.
And then we're going to give you a brand new PIN.
More money in.
So we'll give you more money, okay? That starts on Monday morning. The Beat the Bank ATM
is
going to be officially open for you. And from $5,000 to a man that's just trying to get $1,000.
Mm-hmm. $1,000.
What's up, buddy?
Yeah, what's up?
Part-time Justin.
Justin rolls in here dressed like a college girl on a Friday night. He has no clothes on.
Yes.
I'm like, are you freezing? It's freezing in the studio.
It is a little cold, but the arms are out because we're, you know, free.
You're free. Yes, they are.
So I like being comfortable. But yes, I am celebrating. I am so happy because the Kickstarter that we made to make the Seltzer Dripping music video has raised our goal. We made $1,000 and $1,111.
Wait a minute.
Wait, I know.
Oh my gosh. No. I want everyone 8, to hear what they gave money to.
I don't know who makes $8,111.
Will you say that again?
$1,111.
You made $1,111. You made $1,100.
I didn't know if I could say that one.
$1,111.
Why would you not be able to say
$1,111? I've never heard that.
$1,111.
I was going through.
There's a couple ways to say it, the first way.
All right. Well, anyway, you made $1,111.
We made money.
All right.
This little dummy right here made money.
This is who you put your money in their hands. Yeah.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
So, do you guys have the location for the video yet?
We have it. It's going to be at this really nice house with a really nice pool, and White Claw reached out.
Oh, what?
They're going to be giving us some things.
So both companies have reached out at this point.
That's good. We're ready. We're hype. Things are going. So we're going to shoot this music video in a week and a half.
Okay.
And we got the money for it. So we raised over what we wanted. It's just beautiful.
Is this still open? Can people?
Yeah. Is it fundraising closed or is it still, are you still getting money to make it bigger and better?
Oh, let's close it.
Oh, you don't want any more? Because people can show up and be part of the video if they donated $20, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
and then you get to come to the viewing party if you paid how much?
$50.
We don't really have all that information in front of him.
It's a very organized fundraising effort.
Oh, looking at it.
Oh, my gosh.
Pledge 40 or more, you come, you get a custom video. Pledge $50, you get invited to the music video shoot and viewing party. Pledge $100, you get a video shoot, viewing party, and Insta follows.
Look at that. And Insta follows.
Did anybody
follows.
Give that?
Huh?
Did you get any of those $100 donations?
Yes, we did.
Wow.
Really? That's good.
I know. It's been great, y'all.
So you're going to follow somebody just because they gave you money? Like the TikTok people?
Yes, of course. If 15-year-olds can do it, then we can too.
Right.
Sorry.
You've been drinking this morning.
I'm trying to come out of this rough girl summer. Last night I was partying with Becky G.
Are you hungover?
She had a great performance.
Did you party yesterday?
Yeah.
You go out
but
every day.
It seems like you're going to party starting today as well, right?
We're going. Yes, today, y'all.
What are you doing?
Today, y'all, I leave to Atlanta.
Why are you going to Atlanta?
Because I'm going to go be partying with the Hilton and checking out the scenes.
Justin impressed Hilton so much on our family vacation. Yeah. They love him and they want him to travel for them.
Yes.
Very
hope
cool.
They're not listening right now.
What do you mean?
Okay, keep this clean.
This is all clean. But yeah, they also want me to go and show up because they have
they want me to go and show up.
They want me to go and show up. because they want me to help out with Gay Pride and help promote that. They got a cool scene. Over 300,000 people show up.
Oh, for Atlanta Pride Week.
Yes, uh-huh.
Weekend. And that's not until October,
though. So the weekend, yeah. Not until October. It's from the 11th to the 11th to 13th, and there's a parade on Sunday, October 13th.
All right.
Yeah, but you're going to just kind of promote the city, hang out in Atlanta. The there's a good neighborhood for you, right?
Yeah, they got me in a really nice hotel. It's the Waldorf Astoria, Atlanta,
Buckhead. Well,
see, that's why he's going to learn.
Yeah, Buckhead's a great spot.
Kelly, you need to explore Atlanta.
Kelly, you are awesome.
What?
I know you're awesome. What you?
I know. Thank you.
They're going to introduce Atlanta to you, so you can come back and tell everybody else why they need
to go. How awesome is
this? Your itinerary is so cool. You're going to a Braves game. He gets to do some encounter at the aquarium, and that Atlanta aquarium's great.
With some sea lions, y'all.
Are you taking a friend or a babysitter, or are you going to...
Are you taking your girl, Lardy B?
No, I'm not taking Lardy. I'm taking my friend, Joseph. He's a videographer, so he's going to be filming and shooting.
Oh, look at you getting a videographer.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, for the Insta story.
Are you going to keep it soberish? Okay.
Don't plan on it. Why? I'm in Atlanta. I hope to find Cardi B, you know? And then also, Big Al told me to check out someplace. Orange.
Buckhead.
And it's so funny. I read that. I was like, that looks like it would be Buckhead because it's Buckhead. And I didn't know if it was a fancy way.
It's Buckhead. It's an area.
It's just spelled exactly like the thing on your head.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Your head. The thing on your shoulder.
So does this mean we're going to have to do the show without you here tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll be gone Friday.
Oh, man.
So it's like every other Friday.
that's the luxury of being part-time, baby.
How about you full-time now?
Check. But in the studio and on this microphone right here, hey, I'm part-time.
Justin, I love you, dude.
I love you guys. And learn more about Atlanta and book your own trip at travel.hilton.com.
Have fun in Buckhead.
It's Atlanta.
Yes.
But I cannot wait to see the Waldorf Astoria Atlanta Buckhead Hotel.
Wow.
We're going to have a buck wild time.
Atlanta, be careful. Justin's coming through, man.
Yeah, you'll right.
be
fun. And the emoji peach booty steak. Because
I'm sorry?
It's the peach steak.
Georgia peach. I thought you said steak.
Staked.
Steak.
It's the booty steak.
It gives me a lift.
Oh, what just happened?
Right, well, congratulations on raising your money, Justin. Your
Thank
song
you.
Is awesome. Check out
Seltzer Drippin'.
Seltzer Drippin'. Video coming soon.
Have fun.
With Lardy B.
Fam.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I'm glad you joined us, Big Al Mac.
Thanks for coming back to work.
Yep. I just got a text message.
What?
Oh, what happened to the bug?
Oh,
nobody got the bug.
Got away. See, I couldn't.
I forgot to get him and take him outside. He's somewhere.
Him.
My wife sent me a text and said, hey.
Over here.
Are you good?
Oh, yeah, there you go.
That's our new pet. My wife sent me a text and said, hey, look in the backpack. My backpack.
Oh.
So I did.
What'd she give you? That's so cute.
I thought
she packed your lunch?
Yeah, I thought she dropped me like a cool, cute little gift in my backpack.
PB&J.
Because I set my backpack up the night before. I get my computer in there all set up. It's closed.
It's by the kids.
It's by the kids.
By the kids, so she can just pack for
one day, I grabbed Kaysen's and I got in the car and I was like, wait, something doesn't seem right. So I looked in here.
Yeah.
And it's a shirt.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
What does it say?
And I said, oh, well, that's not really a shirt for me. And she says, no, that's not for you, dummy. That's for Big Al Mac.
Long neck, ice cold beer, never broke my heart.
My wife bought Al a gift.
Wow.
I knew they had something going on.
And then surprised
me. I knew they had something going on.
Wow, thank you, Kenzie.
You're her mule for her affair with Al.
What's going on here?
You're the
thank
mule.
You, Kenzie.
The unsuspecting mule.
Well, I bought it too, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess technically you did. Thank you, Kenzie. Thank you, too.
Maybe that's just because Alan bought you a Taco Bell shirt. She felt bad and bought something for
you.
Well, by Alan. Did Al buy me the Taco Bell shirt?
That bug flies.
Woo. Oh, it flies. Sit.
It has wings.
Oh, sit, Johnny.
Yeah, it does. I'm going to get it.
Sit. No. Let him
not
go,
with
man.
Your new shirt. He's about to.
I just bought you a shirt. He's chilling. Good. That's our new pet.
All right. I love this shirt.
Good.
I love some lip shirts.
I like shirts, too.
Good deal.
I like
Thank you, Kenzie. Thank you, Kenzie. I love you.
I hope you like that shirt.
I love you, Kenzie.
All right.
It's time for Tidbit News.
All right. right, man. This is a two-parter because I'm sure you have heard of the vegan that is extremely upset with her neighbors.
Oh, my gosh. This is crazy.
Right, take a listen to this news story.
I've put it so you smell fish. All I smell is fish. I can't enjoy my backyard. I can't go out there. It's deliberate. That's what I said to the court. It's deliberate.
If you're having a dispute, the first step is you should go next door and try and sort it out face-to-face. Because if you don't do it that way, you're going to be up for a world of misery.
Exactly what I've wanted from the word go is to live my life in peace and to get on with my life.
Basically, she's a vegan and her neighbors
cook meat.
They cook meat and barbecue, and she says it's ruining her life, so she's suing them. Well, there is an update on that story.
Is there an update?
A tidbit update here.
Okay.
So after the vegan woman in Australia went to court to try to get her neighbors to stop barbecuing, a massive barbecue was planned on the block, and thousands of people said they're going and bringing food. Pettiness.
The whole neighborhood.
The whole neighborhood.
That's mass petty.
Oh, man.
That's mass petty right there.
It is ridiculous. I mean.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
No one's making her eat it.
But the smell just, it makes her sick.
Oh.
Barbecue does not make anybody sick. I'm sure there's vegan people out there that appreciate the smell of barbecue. You don't have to eat it to appreciate the smell, right?
The smell of burning flesh. Who is what
it?
They smell.
Was it Psycho Shannon that said one time that her neighbors were making curry all the time and her...
That's a loud smell.
Yeah, it was an apartment, but still, her apartment smelled like curry all the time.
What can you do?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a couple that used to cook onions every weekend.
Yeah, the apartment situation.
And it would just seep into my... And I hate onions.
Yeah.
There's loose rules, right? I ordered a wrap the other day to the hair salon, and it was tuna. And then I realized I was eating. I was like, man, I shouldn't have done this.
Yeah.
I apologize to everyone around me. Mm-hmm. You like tuna when you're eating it, but if you're not eating tuna salad, it smells terrible.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Continuing on with tidbit news.
Yes.
This is where we hook you up with the news, but just a little tidbit.
Just a little bit of it.
80-year-old woman in New Jersey fell asleep in her car in her driveway last week. When she woke up several hours later, she was on the driveway, and the car was gone. Apparently, somebody took her out of her car and stole it without her waking up.
What?
The cops are trying to track the thief down.
Say what?
That's a hard sleep.
That's a hard sleeper, man.
You sure she was drunk? I mean, she wasn't drunk.
No, the 80-year-old woman, she was just passed out in the car.
Wow,
that's
suspicious. She dreamed she drove.
That's suspicious right there.
Yeah.
Her car may be like in the other part of the house.
Speaking of falling asleep.
Back or something.
Let's go back to Australia because a guy was taking flying lessons in Australia on Saturday last week when his teacher passed out in the cockpit.
Oh my.
First lesson ever.
Oh my.
Yes.
He was able to land the plane safely.
Thank goodness.
Mm-hmm. Even though it was his first lesson ever.
Wow.
I would just...
They talked him down from the tower. I saw that story.
They help you, but still.
Yeah.
That's your first time ever having to... That's why I will not fly planes.
I'd say go ahead and give me my pilot's license. I'm good.
Yeah, you graduated.
Yeah, you don't need anything. Yeah. But that was stress.
Right.
You were put in a situation that you were probably not going to be put in very often, and you successfully got out of it. An entire roller coaster was stolen from the fairgrounds in Ohio.
An entire roller
coaster? Where? That's my stomping grounds. I used to be a coaster chaser.
In Ohio. I don't know.
Where?
A roller coaster.
How do you steal a car from an 80-year-old woman who's sleeping in it? I don't know how these thieves are doing it, but they're doing it, Big Al.
Drunk.
A guy in Maine tried to get out of paying his late rent by playing dead earlier this week. His landlord found him and called the cops to report the body. Again, he's playing dead, guys. So when the cops finally came, they found the guy was actually alive and well and had a pulse. They also found he had an outstanding warrant, so he was arrested.
Oh my gosh, you gotta play this out completely. Okay, if I play dead,
what's gonna happen? How do I keep this going?
He's just gonna leave
comes
you there?
To take me. I still gotta come back home.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Play dead. At least he didn't call his landlord and say, I'm dead. I can't pay the rent.
Right. That would have been even better, in my opinion.
Oh, look, I got a text message from my girl, Kenzie.
What'd she say?
You're welcome. Thinking about you.
She didn't say thinking about you. She didn't say thinking about you, did she?
Yeah. She said, you're welcome.
You know I'm spotting you today when you're benching 225 pounds. I might accidentally push down a little bit.
Thinking about you too, Kenzie.
You're not thinking about it. Let me see your text.
No, it's okay.
There's no text.
Yes, there is. Look. Kenzie.
Yeah?
There, Kenzie.
She didn't send me nothing.
She's not thinking about you.
Just does I like the shirt. Let me text the girl you're talking to.
Oh, shade. Okay.
Yeah, so that's going to be zero.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.